You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, yeah, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going to that thing that I love doing every Thursday, I get together with two other guys here who have been doing this a lot longer than I have, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Copper, get the sound effect ready for the Grand Council because we're about to convene. Do I have Jeff Poor with us?
I am present.
You are indeed. Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions. And our own WVNN program director slash morning show guy slash all-around good dude, Dale Jackson, are you here?
Alabama's most trusted journalist and non-slandering talk show host, Dale Jackson, checking in, Colonel.
All right, thank you. I pronounce a quorum, Copper. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right, the Grand Council has been convened. You know the rules, gentlemen. We each take turns pinging each other with questions. We see whether we agree or disagree, but we love each other nonetheless when it's over with. So, I don't know who I started with last time, so I'm going to go ahead and say, Dale Jackson, you're first.
All right, I want to steal Jeff Poor's thunder here for just a quick second. I know you had Jessica Taylor on earlier. This whole thing, I heard General Flynn on the AFI program earlier today. Man! The Mike Durant campaign is really mad about this stuff Parker Griffith said on Jeff Poor's show. So mad, they're promoting it everywhere. Does this actually help him that the good doctors out there saying he might have PTSD?
I'll tell you what, Jeff, you started all this mess. You take it first.
Yeah, so Parker Griffith comes on the high-quality Jeff Poor show yesterday and talks about the weather in Huntsville for 15 seconds, and then goes straight into a diagnosis of Mike Durant and suggested the reason that Mike Durant had said what he said in 2011 and vice versa. Well, he is clearly suffering from PTSD and cited his medical expertise as a reason for him to believe that. So anyway, does it help? Does it hurt? Does anybody really take it seriously? It's somewhat funny to me. I don't know. I don't take this stuff seriously maybe as I should, but is it moving the needle or are they getting sidetracked?
Well, I mean, I'll just go ahead. I don't know if you – I think you answered Dale's question with a question. But
yeah, he thought you meant go ahead. He didn't say answer his question. He gave his own question.
That was going to be my question too, so I guess I'll just answer your question with a – no, but I tell you what, I think it does. I do agree that I think it helps the Durant campaign because it – off the air, Dale, I think you said it promotes sympathy for his campaign. But I'll say this too. It's completely irresponsible for anybody with a medical degree to do what he just did. Absolutely irresponsible. He's not even clinically trained to diagnose PTSD. He's like a radiation oncologist or something like that. Practiced like ended in 1992. So give me a break, man. You got no business saying that, and you know better. So there's that. Dale, your own question. What you think?
I think it really helps them. Oh my God, I think it helps, and that's why they're all over the place with it. I think they love this. Give them some more of it. Anyone else got any other diagnosis they want to toss our way? I think they're completely fine with this, and they like it very much.
Okay, so here's my question, all right? Following up, segueing straight off of that. I did sort of press Jessica Taylor when she was on my show a little while ago. She kept saying, she really launched into a Katie Britt kind of bashing session, and I had to tamp that down and say, listen, let's don't do a bashing session. Tell me what you think about Parker Griffith. But she kept making her point that this was done with Parker Griffith being a Britt surrogate using Britt talking points. My question to you is, do you believe this came from either one of the other campaigns, or was Parker Griffith just being a solo knucklehead? Jeff, you first.
It's absolutely being a solo knucklehead, because I'll tell you how this works, guys. I look at my booking list a day out, and I see I need somebody to come on radio. Well, you know, I get Parker Griffith on maybe once, twice a month. It's his turn into rotation, And so he was a random guest. Do we think that Parker Griffith was sitting at his home downtown Huntsville thinking, I can't wait for that Jeff Poor to call me up because I got this tech talking point ready to roll? I think he's being a solo knucklehead, and this is very opportunistic for, you know, and this is kind of what the Durant guys did a little bit of when Bill Britt rolled out that story demanding a condemnation from Katie Britt. This is what liberals do. I don't like it. I think it's unseemly.
Dale, you.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think he has, of course, gone, he's rogue. I mean, he has donated money, as Jeff Poore pointed out earlier today on social media. He has donated money to the Brit campaign. That doesn't necessarily make him a Brit surrogate, although I think he considers himself to be a Brit surrogate. He also considers himself to be far more of a player than he actually is. So not much of a surprise that he's out there throwing those haymakers. But yeah, I don't think he's a part of the Brit team in any way, shape, or form. But man, he loves attention, and he is getting it right now.
He is. Was it George Wallace used to say, as long as they spell your name right, any PR is good PR. All right, so what do we got? Jeff, it's your question now. Even though you answered Dale's question with a question, I'll let you ask another question.
Well, let me put it to you this way, guys. The trajectory of the campaign is going where? Is any of this stuff moving the needle? We're talking here in a week. Where do you think we'll be? Will Durant still be the lead dog?
Okay, apparently there's an Alabama Rhino pack getting ready to launch an ad. We've seen it. Jeff, I think you tweeted that one out there too. So Jeff Poore's the clearinghouse for all of this stuff. He's got all the information available. And clearinghouse is the wrong way to put that. I'm sorry. But Jeff Poore has the information like they're giving it to him. But the point is, this information is out there, and we're starting to see it. And I think we might be sitting in a different place in a week, but it won't be because of Parker Griffith. It's all the other stuff happening as well.
Your own question, Jeff. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's not just the Parker Griffith stuff, but the notion that Mike Durant wants to confiscate your gun, although I think that's blown out of context. Whatever Jessica Taylor wants to say, those comments are not mischaracterized. They are what they are. He said what he said, and they can look at them, review them however they want. But this, all of this in the aggregate is going to move that needle away from him. I don't know where these voters go. Do they go to Katie Britt, or do they go to Mo Brooks, or what they do? But none of this stuff is helping. So I think a week from now, 3-4 points, still the lead dog, but not as rosy of a picture as we've seen.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I think to this day, we still have what I would consider to be a total horse race. I mean, we got three candidates, all of whom are different personalities, all of whom have different backgrounds, running for the same seat, and each one is equally as strong as the other in terms of their polling impact right now. And you know, we're hearing that that Brooks' campaign has dropped back, but nonetheless, don't count him out. So there's that. Just saying. I'll tell you what, fellas, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break now. We'll come back and do round two in full on the second side of the segment. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are doing the Grand Council right now with FM Talk 106.5's Jeff Poore from down in the coastal regions and our own WVNN guy, Dale Jackson. This is Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. I think that he will be the lead dog in a week, but you know, a week's a lifetime in politics. So if there's a true bomb going to drop sometime in the near future, we have to wait and see. But right now, things being what they are today, I think a week from now that Durant will still be the lead dog. Yes. Dale.
A week from now, yes, but what this signifies probably.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going right back now to the Grand Council, FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state. That will be Jeff Poore and our own WVNN guy, Dale Jackson. And I think we're beginning again the second round with the first question coming from Dale. Go, buddy.
All right, I got a question about the governor's race. You know, Tim James is doing sort of a news of the day thing, kind of a Donald Trump-esque, you know, whatever's happened in the news, I want to talk about it and tie it to whatever's going on in my race. He's done the LGBTQ school there with the drag queen show. He's got an ad out over that, gas prices. Now he's jumped on the Jefferson County school prayer thing. I mean, he's making a pretty hard play here on education issues and things like this. I saw a poll. You guys probably know this better than I do. It had KIV down at 48. Obviously, undecideds push her well over 50. But again, that drop, it is still continuing. If true, is there movement in this race?
I think yes. I think there is. I think people are starting to realize that so far the ads you've seen from KIV have been very lacking in substance. Most of them have been ads where they're kind of just designed to sort of soften her image as opposed to really talk about her policies.
Shallow for dummies.
Thank you. Okay, there you go. And the reality is other people are starting to say, oh, yeah, she did raise my gas tax. Oh, yeah, she did shut down my business. So I still think there's going to wind up being a runoff. I think the undecideds who haven't figured it out yet, certainly there's, if that 48% is real, then it's not hard to get just past 50. But I still believe at this point there's going to be a runoff, and I think there's been a slight bit of movement. I sort of sense that myself. Jeff, your thoughts?
I think that number's lower than 48, and I'll tell you why. I think you're seeing it based on what the Ivy campaign is doing. I think this race is getting, I won't say competitive. She still has a sizable lead over Tim James and over Lindy Blanchard, but she is taking time to respond to a lot of what they're saying. These attack ads are hurting her number. I don't think she gets to 50. I think they at the Ivy campaign are already preparing for a runoff against Tim James that is making a difference. What happens in the runoff is anybody's guess, but as for right now, it is looking like it's headed that way.
Your own question, Dale, your thoughts?
I think, yes, I agree with Jeff. I think it's dropping a little bit. And I'll follow up with a little bit of a second question here. Is Trump going to endorse one of these guys if there is a runoff?
Well, you know, the odd thing is we do have a Trump rally coming into like 3 days, 2 days before the primary election. And I think Trump's cagey, though. He's going to wait and watch the polls at the very last second. If he's going to do it, he's going to pull one of them up on the stage. And surely it's going to be either Blanchard or James.
It's my theory. He's waiting to that day to endorse in both races so he can pick the winner. That's what I think is happening. Pick the one who's up and claim a victory.
I don't disagree with that. All right, next question before we run out of time is me. Today, the Alabama legislature actually got socially conservative. I mean, we had some things passed that I weren't sure were going to get through. They passed the VCAP bill, which bans the and actually criminalizes transgender treatments and surgeries on minors. And they've also passed the trans bathroom bill with an amendment that makes it just like the Florida don't teach gender fluidity in K-5 law. My question, just very simply, how long until the lawsuits get filed?
They're not done already.
Jeff?
Well, we've seen this already. Other like 8 other states, guys, already have these laws on the books that prevent this. It's not like Alabama is some kind of leader here, so we kind of know where this is headed.
I would argue congratulations are in order for Governor Ron DeSantis, the true governor of Alabama.
Yes, who, by the way, led Alabama's legislature quite ably, I would say that.
Yes, he did a great job.
All right, Jeff, with about a minute and a half here, what's your question?
What do you salvage anything out of this? I find this quadrennium to be kind of ho-hum for conservatives. Does this bill, does that change anything in your eyes?
It wasn't ho-hum. It was stomp your feet mad. But yeah, I did say today on my show, I got to give them some props that those two bills salvaged this session at the very least on the social side. Fiscally, they're still just huge tax and spend. And, you know, they didn't get much anything done on limitations of government, and they expanded, you know, government in a big way, and they upfunded teachers, and the AEA got its way. So they lost big time. The AEA is the biggest winner of this session. But these two bills today, if they get signed by the governor, are definitely wins in the conservative column. Dale?
They completely fell down on CRT, which was a slam dunk. All they had to do that was just vote for the thing that everyone already promised and has already put in ads saying they were going to. I mean, they literally had a ladder under the rim. They climbed up it and then threw the ball into the other hoop on the other side of the court. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous nonsense there. Yeah, they salvaged it a little bit with this, so now you'll see this in your campaign ads. It's a shiny thing at the moment, and they want to get a piece of it.
Well, and the governor is going to make it part of her campaign ads, I guarantee you. Jeff, your own question, your thoughts.
Yeah, I continue to be underwhelmed by the Alabama legislature. I am still amazed what a disconnect there is between the voters and what they think the legislature is and what it actually is.
Good points. Good points from guys who talk good points all day long. Fellas, I appreciate you as always. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 down in the Mobile area, and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. This is the Grand Council. We do it every Thursday at 4 p.m., and I appreciate you as always. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah, you know what? You know how much of the triple dipper we got done today, Copper? A single scoop. It was a single scoop today so far. But I'm going to open the phone lines up. So, Copper, just go ahead and get ready. So, folks, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Anything and everything we've talked about today is fair game. What do you think about Parker Griffith's statements that Mike Durant must have PTSD? What do you think about, you know, the things coming out of the Alabama State House? What do you think about things that we talked about in terms of the gubernatorial race or the Senate race during the Grand Council? I want to hear your thoughts. So, yeah. Come on in with your phone calls. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.